at the 2019 Underground Collision. Now we're in San Diego, California. Beautiful sunny San Diego. San Diego Bay is like right behind us, if you can see. It's beautiful morning here in San Diego. And I'm here with Sue Mitchell from Mitchell Stankovic and Associates. How are you?
I'm great. Isn't it great to go underground on the 32nd floor?
I know. And then we were at the top of the hay a month ago. We're underground at the top of the hay. There's something going on there.
It's the irony. Yes.
There's a theme going on here.
It may be a plan.
So again, we met a month ago in Washington, D.C. The weather was a little bit less inclined to be good there, but it turned out all right, actually, in the day, and it's beautiful here in San Diego, actually. So so what do you want to accomplish here in San Diego? What's the mission here?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because as our underground has grown and as we continue to have a new voice, one of the things we want to do is we want to collide with a different type of organization. We want to bring a voice from all the aspects of our industry. Mm-hmm. And so, as you know, NECUSO is having their conference, mm-hmm. and Jack Antonini's a friend, Shauna's a friend, Denise's friends, and we really believe that this is an opportunity for CUSOs to start having an authentic conversation because of how critical their role is, mm-hmm. as we move forward. And, you know, one of the things that people may not know about me, but I'm a serial entrepreneur. We've started 5 companies. Wow. We've done very well in the industry. One of them was to create the online university, Credit Union University. Mm-hmm. And during that time, got to know this side of the business, got to know the CUSOs, got to know the leagues. And I look at it now and I say, my goodness, we've got such potential. There's CUSOs, there's like 1,600 CUSOs today? You know,
they're growing like crazy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what's on the agenda for today? I know you have Sarah Kanepa Bang as the facilitator today. I can't think of a better choice than that. So yeah. She's going to make it an adventure for sure.
You know, who else but Sarah can lead a group of CUSO executives, right?
Yep.
I mean, she's one of the most talented. She's obviously one of the most successful. She changed our industry with what she did with financial service centers, and then literally to go on and say, I'm not finished. I want to make a difference. And so she sits on board. She's engaged with this event, with the big ideas. And so I think it's really powerful. So what we're going to do today that's a little different is that we want people talking sooner. So we continue to update our format. And in previous undergrounds, we've had the panelists and then we panelists and panelists, right? Get everybody thinking and then we open it up all throughout the day. Today we're going to do the great debate. We're going to have the panelists talk, and then we're going to throw it out to the group, and we want them to debate the subject,
okay.
All right? So you'll notice the topics is, are CUSOs for profits, or are they for the credit union?
Good question. Yeah, I've heard that talked about.
And I know that there's a little of both, mm-hmm. but we want to investigate that. We want to talk about what's the future purpose, okay? And then we have fintech hype versus game-changing CUSOs. And so sometimes we follow, you know, we get out there and we want to create what our GAFA model. You know, we want to go after Google and Amazon and Facebook. And literally, we're in a position today that we have to carve our own niche. We saw that in D.C., mm-hmm. and so we'll continue to build on that. And then the third, we're going to do something kind of fun today. We're going to party. We have a session called Mix Up, which everybody's going to mix up. They're going to get up, but they're also going to have the opportunity to mix a Bloody Mary.
Oh, you almost said margarita, which is appropriate for this neck of the woods.
I could have done that, right? And they have the booze. So
they do.
It could be on demand now. So we're going to have Bloody Marys, mimosas, and maybe margaritas, uh-huh. all right? And so people can come back into the session, sit with a new group, have a cocktail, and, you know, it's just like being on the golf course, right? Yeah, you might as well have that. And so then our next session after that is really going to sustainable initiatives. And we want to look at that versus the bubbles that potentially could be something like taxi medallion. And we've asked our friends at Safe Harbor, Katrina, who's the CEO, and she's an attorney. She's going to talk to us about what's happening in Colorado, around the world, with the marijuana business.
Right.
And then we've asked Brett to talk to us a little bit about what happened with the taxi medallion and how do you differentiate? when you're getting involved. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to close today with one of our premier friends and literally instigator. So I have no idea what's going to come out of that last session, but Randy's going to talk, think big. He's going to challenge everybody. What else could we be doing? And how do we create the momentum? Because as you know, for me, this is all about measurable impact. And so we're looking at incremental change. Somebody goes home with an idea and they can implement it in their credit unions. So it's not necessarily that we're going to have, okay, everybody's going to do this, but we will do a white paper, we will do follow-up, and then we'll come back and say, how are we doing? Mm-hmm. So I'm excited. I mean, it's different. A little unknown here. So.
I like how you're shaking it up a little bit with something a little bit different. And people, I mean, they're very well attended, obviously, because the word from these is growing like crazy. As we saw in D.C., it was a sellout. Yeah. Over 100 people there, and it was wonderful content throughout the entire thing. And the conversation, these are very interactive sessions. So this is, you can't sit here and be a bump on a log. You really have to participate, right?
Yeah. In fact, there's a table leader at each table.
Oh, okay.
That their job is to ask questions and talk and get everybody involved, make sure everybody talks and speaks, and it's authentic. And it also has to be respectful, right? Because we want to challenge, and we want to challenge it from the perspective of, like we used to do, let's have a good conversation, and we'll be civil. But let's decide how we can make a difference. Mm-hmm. So passion and purpose go hand in hand with Underground.
Love it. Last question for you, because I know you got a lot of prep to do here still. What are the calls to action? What types of action do you want to come from this, or actually the whole series? What do you want to see happening here?
Yeah, my goal with our advisors is literally to get the exposure, to have people trust that they can have a voice. Mm-hmm. So that's like my big picture objective here. People ask me all the time, why are you doing this, Sue? You get to come here, it's free. You get to
it's eat, not too bad.
Drink,
yeah.
You get to
and
talk.
Get a great view.
Beautiful place. We're doing it because I truly believe that we have to have, ignite the voices. We have to ignite thought leadership. There was a time in this industry when people were very much about that. Mm-hmm. And today we're more isolated. And even though we have the wonderful leagues and our support systems and so on, you want an intimate environment. And we try to keep it at that. It's invited guests. We're trying to keep it in an environment where people feel comfortable talking. And then we're going to come out of that are white papers, stories, blogs, communication about what everybody's doing. Our underground community is growing. We've got a few thousand folks now. And so from that standpoint, that's key. And I guess the final thing that I'll say to everybody is we're going to collide a few times more this year. And we typically don't announce it ahead of time, but I am going to announce that we'll be at Money 2020 on October 27th. We are going to go all out. That's the largest payment systems conference in the world.
It's very large.
Very large. We're going to be at the Mob Museum in the Underground Speakeasy on October 27th.
All right. So you'll literally be underground this time.
Underground. Well, except we're going to be in a courtroom.
Oh, better.
And have, audio effects. And then we're going to go down into the speakeasy and have some reception. Yeah.
Sounds like a great time. Sue, thank you so much for the time as always and doing such a wonderful job for not only this event but the industry as well. So we thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Mike.